Oh, sure. Okay, hello, Ion. In Haiti, one news website, kind of an alternative news website, said that the one word to describe Haiti was biblical.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the supplies can't get in. They're, you know, they're, everything is blocked right up, roads and everything. So, does Ion have any comment on what's happening there?
Sure. Dominican Republic is attached to it, and they're having no problem at all. Matter of fact, they're helping them out.
And did the Dominican Republic have an earthquake?
Well, it was all attached, absolutely.
Well, that's a different island, isn't it?
No, it is not.
But the epicenter was by Port-au-Prince, not in...
Which is 37 miles from the border.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's the whole thing is still smaller than Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a 7.0 in Mississippi, they're going to know it all over Mississippi.
Right. So we haven't heard anything about them, but yes, I've heard the Dominican Republic is helping Haiti. Okay, so what's the difference between these two countries that one will be suffering so much and one won't?
Well, that's pretty obvious in our opinion, but we'll play with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fastest path to the joy in Haiti is checking out. Less
mm-hmm.
than.
Mm-hmm.
In Dominican Republic, it's, oh, we will work out, we will live to fight another day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One is comfortable, one is abject poverty,
mm-hmm.
wanting more and more and more and more and more. Well, now they're going to get new houses and new everythings.
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da.
Okay, that's the end of my questions. But I'll go to other questions.
Okay, no.
Okay, question for Ion.
What happened to your 500 million dead yet?
They keep
changing that, don't they?
I don't know. I didn't look lately on what the death toll.
Well, you asked us originally, and we said tens of thousands.
I think you said tens and tens of thousands.
Yes, that's correct.
Uh-huh.
And then in the next moment, it was 250,000. Then it was 500,000. It was the largest ever. And then now they're back to, they're thinking maybe 50,000.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was, we were just being a bit cheeky of going, uh-huh. But now it ain't over yet. Please know they're in the sea of decision. They are deciding. They are deciding the fastest path to their joy. And what that means specifically is all that's going hadn't gone yet.
Uh-huh. Right.
And isn't it interesting that the relief is on the way? Well, if it takes relief to straighten it out, why wouldn't they have it already?
Well, I mean, that's like a trick question. Because
yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, they don't, they don't have anything, any backup or anything, so. And
they didn't have much to lose then, did they?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they're already predicting all the medical problems that'll come from you know, whatever it is. No water, no anything.
Yeah, like dehydration.
Mm-hmm.
Scurvy. And we're laughing because of the dynamic of what? People don't die of scurvy. They don't die of starvation, for Pete's sake. But...
Well, it's interesting because, you know, from what little I know, I've read books about Haiti, and it's always been in pretty bad shape. So, you know, I wasn't surprised when you said what you said about it was the fastest path to their joy,
mm-hmm.
etc.
That was surprising. Why?
Not surprising to me.
Oh, okay. Okay, because we were like, wow, we amazed you. We want to know that.
No, you can do it some other time, but no, it's... Okay, so what I was going to say...
So you agree with Pat Robertson and with Rush Limbaugh?
No, I don't at all, but...
we had to clean that up. We just
finished it. I'm trying to think what I was trying to say, though, but... it might be a big microscope on the whole country. Most people know that Haiti is in poverty, and supposedly people have tried to help, but I guess it ends up being a huge example of what Ion says, is if people are needy and you just sort of fill in that need, then that just, it just ends up being an endless,
rabbit hole.
Endless rabbit hole that will never be filled. So I guess maybe then...
An abyss,
an earthquake. So then what does Ion see as the outcome of all this? Have they reached a point where they can flip into relax and allow? Or will the world not let them?
Okay. We liked it great, and we were ready to run with it till you said the last little part. So now we have to do both sides of it. Mm-hmm. Is this the Great Depression, or is this the depression that made us great?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the first dynamic. We were all jazzed up with that one. Now, you're asking a larger dynamic, or another dynamic, which is, will they not let them come into their place of finding their bliss? Okay, so...
Because I guess my thought was, if they keep on funneling all this stuff to them, then they keep... Haitians will keep thinking, well, someone out there has to help us.
Mm-hmm. We don't have the power
to
create in our own reality.
So, yeah, when Ion will talk about this in public, then it'll be a huge... dilemma for people who think we have to rush around helping everybody all the time.
Well, no, they can. They certainly can. No problem. Do that. And then we ask the question, how's that working for you? What have you solved? What have you solved? What have you made better? What is better because you participated in it? And we say nothing. So, knock yourself out. Now, if you feel better, if you're running around guilty because you haven't been a compassionate human being and you want to give your money check or your credit card to a company that's going to make out like a bandit over this, well, great, MasterCard needs some money, so go ahead and give it to them, and that'll be good. And congratulations, and if you feel better, then that's great. Okay, no problem. But if it becomes to the dynamic, then you'll start hearing about these people were collecting for the Haitians and they were using it for brown party liquor. They didn't give it to them and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Now, that was a big, huge thing with the tsunami business. In Indonesia, they never got their money.
Wow.
Billions were collected. They didn't get a cent of it. But it's okay. As long as the giver felt good with it, then go ahead with it. It's fine. But if money would help it, where did Obama get $100 million to give to them?
Yes, exactly.
Is a good question.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering. Don't know the answer to that one.
No. But I don't think...
And what does $100 million... would change the country. Do you understand the average Haitian makes the equivalent of $2 U.S. a day? Do you realize at $100 million you could just about buy every one of them a palace.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
We're just asking, or does the $100 million, is that what it's going to cost to buy the jet fuel to do all this flying back and forth to take pictures and shoot the devastation and pick this one up and and take the picture of them starving to death when you could hand them a hamburger and they'd live?
Mm-hmm.
Because it wouldn't be a news story.
Yeah.
All these planes that are flying, they should send all your organic food because they should only eat organic. And Carolyn, you ought to whip up a great big batch of nut pate. That'd go forever. You can live forever on that stuff.
Okay, Ion, we don't have to go there. Let's stay on topic. You don't
well,
have
we were
to...
talking about starvation, weren't we? And everybody doing their part.
Right.
But, yeah, in the future, the show on Casual will be Bob and Carolyn with their foil Ion. Ion's a foil. Foil or fool? Yeah, foil or fool. Okay. Probably forgot
trick
what
or treat.
What?
Trick or treat.
Right. Did Obama send $100 million? Is that what was reported?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
And where did he get
that?
We
don't know if it was reported, but that's what he's getting up that he doesn't have.
I read it.
So where does he get it from, Ion?
That was our question. It doesn't exist. So why not give him $1 billion if you're going to give him $100 million you don't have?
Well, make them feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want me to ask some more questions, or are you wanting to get in here, Bob?
We no. like your questions, Connie.
Yeah. Okay, so Carol, so if he doesn't have it, will he be sending? What's the concrete actuality of that notion of him sending 100
million? Well, as I understand it, in these aid things, what he'll do is he'll rouse up a few companies and he'll give them tax credits or tax breaks or give them money to go down there, and just like Ion said, to spend on all this jet fuel running back and forth and doing very little. So it all ends up, it's not like you hand over $100 million to anybody. It's sort of all in kind and trade. Or not all, but a lot of it. Is that correct, Ion?
Yep. Hey, we have an easy way for you to get this, Bob. Here we go. Hey, Bob and Carolyn, J.W. said he was going to buy you a house. And you go, wow, that's nice. That's really great. Thanks for your help. We really do appreciate it. Oh, and by the way, he's going to come and live in the house he gives you. And you go, ooh, is it going to be a big house? So we won't notice you're there kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the equivalent of that.
So the Americans might come and live there. Sort of.
Well,
oh, they'll own it. I mean,
this
is the way for them to own. Yeah.
Okay. Now, on the conspiracy websites, they will say that HARP, H-A-A-R-P, caused an earthquake.
You mean Rayland?
Yeah, the Rayland world.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Did HARP cause, trigger? Was this a technological cause earthquake that a small committee did?
Not earthquake. HARP does more with causing all their flooding and their hurricanes and all their stuff. HARP doesn't do earthquakes.
Does it actually cause hurricanes?
Oh, yeah.
So Rayland's right about that.
Yes, and they know where she is, and they don't worry, they're coming to get her soon.
But no, are you saying that the HARP does cause a lot of the hurricanes?
Sure.
Why do they do that? Is it a kind of warfare?
No, it's just a way of cleaning the slate. It's kind of like a brush fire. You know, if you have clippings and things that are in your way, set them on fire, and then they're gone. That's what they did with New Orleans, wasn't it?
Well, did HARP cause that?
Yes.
And what was they were trying to clean away New Orleans for real estate reasons?
No, they were just trying to get rid of all the relief they were having to give them anyway.
The welfare relief.
Yeah, like billions.
So who is the people doing that?
Well, I think they call it the DOD.
Department of Defense, like a committee, not part of the 418 group.
Oh, no, no, no. That they would never. The 418 group is the one who would send actually send the water mm-hmm. after they got paid for it. They would gain from it, from the reconstruction of it.
Right, they would get paid for sending the water. All right.
It never got there. Or it took 2 weeks. Do you understand they've gotten water tablets and purification things, and they've done more for Haiti than they did for Katrina?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Now, why are they doing that? Is there something to...
Because they didn't want to fix the Katrina problem.
Right, right. So did George...
They wanted them to drown.
Beg your pardon?
They were interested in drowning them out.
Right, so George Bush as president during the Katrina, did he know the game plan that you've just described?
Well, you'd have to ask him. That's a little too...
You don't like
too little.
You don't like to go into that?
Well, but now, you know, it'd be, are you still beating your wife kind of thing. You know, was he aware? Well, you can't imagine what George Bush was aware of. He didn't know where he is today. He doesn't. He's not really aware that he now lives in Dallas, Texas, rather than Crawford. He doesn't know.
Because he's kind of oblivious? He's a stoner?
Yeah, he just doesn't have a clue.
Because he's an alcoholic, or...
Well...
What made him have no clue?
Well, that's been the reputation for a very long time, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Well...
And it's true, then.
Well, it's relative, yeah.
Does his wife hang out with him?
Sure, she's good as any.
Yeah, on the National Choir level, they say they don't really spend much time together anymore.
Mm. But you can do that in the same house.
Mm.
You and Connie have been doing it for years.
Right. Well, do they have relations, sexual relations? Are they still lovers?
Not so much.
They did,
but not so much anymore.
Yeah, do they have their own lovers now?
Not so much.
Hmm. Is she interested in what he thinks? About
never.
No.
Never has been.
Hmm.
That's never has been.
Okay, so the earthquakes are not made by another committee, as opposed to HAARP. Are the earthquakes made by another committee?
DOD.
So they do the earthquakes also.
What do you mean also?
HAARP and DOD are two different things.
Yeah, DOD does HAARP. Part of HAARP.
Oh, is it?
I understand, but HAARP does not. HAARP is weather. HAARP is not. HAARP. Bob, easy.
I know.
If
HAARP
they had the capacity to cause an indiscriminate volcano eruption or an indiscriminate volcano eruption, they wouldn't be having these conversations. They would just wipe out the parts that didn't agree with them. You see, it's pretty easy to navigate the systematic approach of a storm system by seeding clouds and following an increasing barometric pressure. That's no big deal. And you can steer it and make it hit. How many hurricanes get real close and then don't go? And how many hit straight on? Bam, 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 bam. See, it's all relative.
Okay, well, the Katrina hurricane was made by HAARP. It did not include the New Orleans people, human creators, wanting it to happen?
Did include it. Certainly did.
Right, because you couldn't...
But not every one of them died, you see.
Hmm. Right. So...
Not every one of them were displaced.
Do the people who manage HAARP and do the HAARP actions, do they know that you have to get alignment from the human creators of the victim area you're going after?
They do.
They know that.
Of course.
Hmm. Because they couldn't do it totally themselves, the HAARP committee. They have to get cooperation from the human consciousness.
Exactly.
Now, there's another committee that does earthquakes, or you're saying you can't do the earthquakes?
If you could do earthquakes, they wouldn't have a problem in the world.
Mm.
They would melt it. Anywhere was a problem, they would melt it and be done.
Right, but when I brought up the earthquake point, you implied in the first 30 seconds that they do that. But now you're saying, no, they can't do it.
They can have effects, Bob. You can have effects. You can have effects on fault lines, but you can't set off a fault line to blow, because it's like, that would be like taking radiation and killing a community. Well, the problem is once you kill the community, it doesn't stop there. You don't know the end of the road, you see. So, at least with a hurricane, they can turn it on and turn it off. So, do they have that technology? Sure, they can put, they can drop atom bombs in fault lines and cause earthquakes, no problem. But it doesn't stop there. See, that's the issue or the problem. So, do they have the technology? Yes, but are they foolish enough to use it? No.
Okay. That clarifies that. I think people are surprised when Ian says there's no problem with the chemtrails scandal concern. And Ian has explained a couple of times that it's not poisonous, it's not meant to hurt people, it's just an exhaust effect for a jet, right?
Well, no, it's water molecules that are captured through the fast heated, superheated exhaust of the jet that makes a cloud. If it was a problem, if it was poison, then you don't mind having your lawnmower in your garage with a can of gasoline sitting in it. Well, that would do you about as you bringing that in your house. At least you don't have jet fuel in your house.
If you brought the lawnmower in, that would be dangerous, you're saying.
More dangerous than jet fuel at 40,000 feet.
Was there something new in jet fuel technology that started to create these manifestations?
Nope.
How come it wasn't?
Because jets didn't fly at 40 and 50 and 60,000 feet until pretty recently.
Okay. Okay, good.
It's an effect of the height.
Yeah.
Well, and the different differential of the way the atmosphere is.
So, and those that are panicking about chemtrails, they want to have something to panic about.
Right. It's why they say that the Concorde had to go. Those people just kept dying in them.
Did they? Dying by them crashing or what?
Correct. Dying by them crashing, being unsafe.
Yeah.
And so the people who wanted to die got on the plane and made the plane crash. And then they were doing that to ruin the image of the Concorde. They were just doing it for their personal reasons.
Correct, yes.
And then the Concorde was canceled.
Oh, was it?
Well, I don't know. You said something about it being stopped.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fly it commercially anymore.
But it can
be used. Still Concorde. They still flies. And actually, guess what they found out?
Parallel world stuff.
Yes, indeed. And it can slip and go and nobody notices. Because it rides above the bleep anyway. What is it? What is the DVD? What the bleep is going on?
Yeah.
Well, that's the bleep that's going on.
Yeah, the Concorde, you did mention before that it was related to parallel worlds, correct? I remember you saying that. So you're saying that those who own the company recognize this and use it for their personal parallel world traveling.
Yes.
And since our parallel world was in the 418 group, the 418 group might be part of that usage.
What did they do with them all? Did they run them out into the desert and wreck them, Bob? They had lots of Concords. Did they just take them apart and sell them to make shortwave radios?
So the owners of the Concorde, in using it back in the 80s and 90s, recognized
Rule Britannia.
They recognized the parallel world effect. And so Concorde. They said, let's put it
who's
on.
Who's the head of parliament 2 days a year, Bob?
The Queen.
Ah, yes, marvelous.
And so the those that saw that and wanted the power in the company to organize it arranged for it to be taken out of public use.
Who was the largest shareholder in the company, Bob?
I bet you the Queen was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they can use the Concorde. I mean, they didn't know it would do that, right?
Correct. And they didn't have problems with it until they found out it would.
And then it did. So it started to disappear in a couple of flights.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back.
Or crash, or fall, or things fall off of it, or...
So some of the crashes were the effects of parallel world?
No, the effects were set up to make it be the fastest path to everyone's joy to take the commercial aspect of Concorde out of their reality.
Right, but how did they discovered that it went to parallel worlds, and when it did, was there any public passengers on it? Because you did say it crashed.
Not so much, yes, they crashed, but more times than not, things would fall off of it.
Mm.
And that's bad.
And they didn't know why, but then they figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Did they figure out by some of the pilots not going into a parallel world?
No, they found out that their mechanics sucked, so they would unscrew things, so they'd fall off, so then they would be gone.
You said they found that the mechanics would... unscrew things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And why were the mechanics fouling up the planes?
So they'd have an excuse to take commercial application of Concorde travel out of the marketplace.
Okay, so they set up the crashes to make them appear unsafe and stop everything.
Yeah, but we're talking about, that's one topic. The topic I'm stressing is, how did they first discover its ability and what was the consequences of that?
No consequences. That's just now for private use.
You were saying that you implied that they found out that it would
be Richard Branson proved it. Then they made him a sir.
Oh.
And then he now looks after that.
Wow. So Richard Branson proved
they'll probably give him Haiti before it's over with. Oh, wait, he already has his own island.
But you're saying he proved that it did go to a parallel world?
Yes.
We know Ian likes Richard Branson, so...
Yes, we do.
We're getting more into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he...
But you never asked till now. Oh, wait, you didn't ask then. Yes, you did. You asked how. That's good.
We asked how what?
What were the outcome of parallel world... realities foundable regarding Concorde.
I did that once
Don't
before.
Don't get distracted, Bob. Just get back to your
I did
question.
That in the previous reading, Ion?
No, just now.
Okay, now we haven't determined. I haven't learned anything yet, so we'll try to figure this out. The Concorde's flying. Did it zip into the parallel world like as an accident?
No. No. Richard Branson... said, we can use this airplane to go to parallel worlds.
How did he have that idea? Why?
Well, he had this little thing called non-physical.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so great because he relaxed and allowed in his sling on his private island with his little notepad.
Mm-hmm.
And he started drawing these little crazy sketches. And he realized that the dynamic of how the energy, force, or torque of that plane... if it could achieve that speed, that it could circumvent the passing of time.
Mm-hmm.
And if it could do that, then there must be something to it. Well, there must be something to it. Then it bumped into the place where he started getting to it. And then he went back to the future, and decided that a knight might serve him well.
Concorde started in a certain year.
It did 1976.
So Richard, yep. Richard started, he got his island only a few years ago, correct?
They stopped the Concorde only several years ago.
Right. So once the Concorde was in action and Richard had been on it a few times, he then personally started thinking about it and he figured out what the Concorde could do.
Absolutely.
After others had made it and were using it, right? He comes in later, does some thinking about it, and says, we can go to parallel worlds with this. And did he make the offer to somebody?
Well, that's how he got Virgin Mobile Airlines.
He sits there and figures out the Concorde could go to parallel worlds. Mm-hmm. And then he approached somebody, the head of the company, says, do you know that we can go to parallel worlds with this? Is that how it happened?
He didn't approach someone. He did approach someone, but it was someone of, queen to queen level 3.
Well, JW has used that phrase. And
mm-hmm.
We're not. It was defined a while ago, but I think it's about the phrase for riff riding. We're not sure what it refers to. It might refer to riff riding based on a reading I heard recently.
The queen.
It refers to the queen?
Mm-hmm.
So he had an audience with the queen about it?
Of course.
And what's level 3?
Which reality you're speaking about.
All right, so I think that's what Ion is told. Level 3 refers to the parallel world level.
Mm.
Right, Ion?
Yes, Bob.
So he said he figured out the queen could do parallel worlds?
No, Bob.
He could do it himself and notice her over there.
No, Bob.
Okay, so he has this idea that the plane can go to other worlds?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the... And he does he know there are other worlds? Why would he...
Yes. Yeah.
How does he know that? Did he use some riff writing, you know? Did he or didn't he do it?
Yeah,
okay.
We said that originally when we started liking him the first time. And
right.
Then we liked him. Well, that's the whole process, that he could have it all. He could have it all and have it now. And he went from zero, nothingness, a dope-smoking, mm-hmm. foolish nothingness, and then he came into becoming a sir trillionaire with his own island, mm-hmm. parallel worlding all the time. And didn't ask or care what anybody thought about it.
And he's
so that's a soft version of an ascended man.
A soft version?
Soft.
Version of an ascended man. He's a trillionaire.
You know, the Emerald Tablet version, yeah.
Gotcha. Is he a trillionaire?
That's what he said.
Yeah, because the other day, some movie or something I was watching, the guy said, gee, I could be the world's first trillionaire. And now, I don't know what movie that was in and where I saw it, but I thought, well, there's a mythology that we haven't got any public trillionaires, whereas Ion has told us there's many thousands of trillionaires.
We have quadrillionaires.
Right, and we have thousands of trillionaires. So the one that will be the public trillionaire, that'll be interesting, because that's like Bill Gates being, whatever, the richest man in the world for some public level of consumption, and not really... I guess for the android meme, but not for a human totality. Okay, so he approached the queen. Is this in the 90s or the 80s?
We don't know time, Bob.
All right. What events in the world were happening? I mean, you can't go by that either, right?
Well, when did they stop the Concorde?
Maybe, Helen, you could just check the Concorde.
2003.
There you go.
Oh, so he approached after they stopped it.
No, he's the reason they stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a riff rider. He already was a riff rider. He knows the queen's a riff rider.
Mm-hmm.
So he met with the queen and told her he knew.
The queen's not a riff rider, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Queen Mother was.
The queen
can do it a little bit. We have in our old reading.
She just knows. She can,
but she gets more the gain of it being done more than she does it.
gain.
Shut up, Bob.
Let's find out what Bob means, and then you can correct it. She gains from others doing it.
That's what we said.
Oh, did you say that? I didn't hear that.
You're not listening.
I'm listening, Carol, more than you are. You're typing, tweeting, and doing all kinds of stuff. So don't talk about attention to me. I'm paying attention. Other people get stuff for her in parallel worlds.
She gains from the reality that there are indeed parallel worlds more than she parallel travels herself personally.
What would be the gaining, an example of something gained?
Well, let's see. The Third Reich is coming to take over my country, and they're going to blow us all to hell.
That's the Queen Mother. That's the Queen Mother. We're not talking about the Queen Mother. We're talking about Queen Elizabeth. Was she involved with the war effort? With her mother? Okay, so back to the scenario. The Nazis are going to take over, right?
The Queen has been the Queen for 60 years. And if you subtract the date, that would put her queen at the tail end of the war.
She became queen in 52.
Well, that was the tail end of the war.
Well, 7 years later, but, are you being a little more general? 7 years is considered the tail end of the war? Anyways, let's go back. This is part of our movie. The Queen Mother whips the Third Reich. Queen Elizabeth is a daughter, not yet queen during World War II. What does she perceive of that whole thing?
She sees the whole mess. It sure would be great if we had any tactical advantage in this process of getting blown away.
Yeah.
You say blown up or bombed, there you go.
That's what the young daughter, Queen Elizabeth, was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't know her mother was figuring out how to do it.
A good idea. The fruit didn't fall very far from the tree.
Right. So when you say she gained from it, you mean from the actions of her mother?
No, we didn't. You didn't let us finish that
part.
You'll have to
wait. Okay, but no. That's a question. Just say no.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Then carry on. You're talking about World War II.
We're talking about World War II. That was an example. You asked
of a gain. Oh, okay. That's an example of a gain that the young queen got, thanks to her mother's parallel worlding.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Next example, maybe.
No, it doesn't even have to be an example. It can be very simply, very specifically. Let's say there's a technology that can come into your world from another world.
Yeah.
Okay. And that can change the outcome of your whole country's dichotomy.
Right. Again, new technology, you can secretly announce it, and you got a bit of power because of that.
Yes, indeed. Because all of a sudden, these G8s and G7s and G20s,
mm-hmm.
they're not ancient. They've not been around forever.
Right.
Relatively recently that those have come to a place of being very significant. Well, they had to have things to discuss.
Right.
And this is much of that type of dynamic that many times is embraced in these very private closed door meetings.
They're discussing
technology
been brought over, and
processes, capacities. What can we do? We can do this, 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 and this. Well, that sounds great. Well, if you can do this, this, and this, I'd like to participate in that. And then the next thing you know, maybe the world is changed, or at least altered a larger dynamic. Okay, and if they
whoever got the
technique. A la Great Britain.
Mm. Okay.
And so that gets done, and she doesn't have to go herself personally to parallel worlds to get this, but she gains from it going, others going.
Is there a secret, like, Green Beret team in her military who do this?
No.
But there are parallel worlders. They overlap with the 418 group. They're involved in their power structures, and she has her associates who parallel world, right?
Correct, of course.
This will be fun to put in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, and we were trying to get you there just to make it simple, but we couldn't get there before because, you see, it was just a little, you know, it was a little too far out. But with what you've got under your belt now, we can be much more specific now.
Great, and would we be able to talk about what Branson did in life in the movie?
Of course.
He probably, well, he wink, wink, nudge, nudge us guys, right?
Well, maybe. Or you'd call him Dick Ranson. There's Dick Ranson.
Right, who started a record company and then got planes. Very close. Okay, so he, the Queen, so there's been some, so the G8... represented world government that came together due to different people's getting technologies, which forced these emergency meetings where people adjusted their relationships.
Well, they weren't so emergency. They were very well planned.
He came up with an idea about the Concorde, that it might be able to go into parallel worlds. He approached the Queen with that idea.
And then immediately things started falling off of the plane.
I see, so...
And they crashed one, and then the next thing you know, no more, we're done. Too much liability.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple of billion, several billion pounds invested in this, and so we're just going to, we're not going to do that anymore. Sorry, never mind. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
So
we built special hangars in order to store them. We have lots of them in production. We have many on the ground flying, and we're going to stop them all.
Yeah, I remember.
All done. Never mind. No more. If you bought a ticket on a Concorde, we're going to give you your money back.
Right. Okay, so Branson, he invented the idea because he saw the potential of the Concorde, correct?
The concept, yes.
And he proposed it, and they tried it out, and it worked, and they said, okay, we have to hijack this for ourselves. So does Richard Branson use the Concorde much to do parallel worlding?
He has one, yes.
Oh, he has one. So is it a case you reach...
They're not very expensive now, and they don't fly anymore.
Right, so you fly them, and they're... It's a James Bond world, Carol.
Yeah.
Is it MI6 or MI2 or MI7? We can never get them straightened out. Oh, wait, they can't either, so it's
right.
Okay.
So he, you can do normal parallel world traveling with your meat sack, but if you have a plane, you're able to bring back more, right? You bring cargo.
No, not necessarily. Some people like the confines of activating portals in a pressurized cabin. Some don't require it.
Don't require what?
A pressurized cabin.
You said people like to do the pressurized cabin.
They do.
And they do it that way.
You arrive, and then they have a reason to arrive. But if you just pop into something, all of a sudden you've got to explain how you got there. Well, if they ask you how you got there, well, I flew in on that plane. Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a cover story.
Pretty much.
Mm, okay, but...
Good as any. But you could do the same thing in a car until the car comes in... That it didn't come, you can't drive a car to England. Well, I guess you could, but it's, you know.
But you can go there with your meat sack.
You can, but then you got to explain how you got there.
So when you parallel world, JW, when he does, he has to explain why he's in that world?
You know, he knows how to do it and not get asked. You must activate a hiding in plain sight.
Hmm.
You say you don't get yourself in skirmishes where you're required your paperwork.
Okay, so Richard Branson, he uses...
That's why apostles are very handy.
Apostles being associates, human associates?
Nope.
What are apostles?
Pieces of paper.
Oh, okay. So the...
Or some may, you may call it apostles.
I don't, never heard of the word used that way before. I don't know what they are. So,
well, your plastic box will probably tell you all about it.
So he, so Branson uses the Concorde to go to parallel worlds for various conveniences.
And others too, but he does it, and that's just a fun one we're playing with right now.
Is he a member of the 418 group?
No, he is not. Okay. He wants to be.
Okay.
He's saving his pennies to maybe he can comply if,
apply.
Be approved.
Yeah, so the...
He's filled out an application, but they haven't let him know yet.
Right, he's made an application.
Of course.
How did he find out there was such a group?
Where do you get the money to start an airline when you don't have any money?
From that group.
Oh, good, cool.
Is that what you're saying? From that group, question mark?
We didn't say, we just asked the question.
Yeah, and I gave an answer. Is my answer correct?
As good as any.
Good as any.
Mm-hmm.
Then
you have to be careful when you start giving real strict bills of particulars, only because it's up to subjugation, you see. They could change it from a different dynamic, because the dynamic is such that it can be adjusted. Your reality is adjustable. You can have a bad day that turned into a good day that turned into, came from a bad day. So it's very relative. Or subjective, that's the right way to say it. So we're agreeing with you, and we're playing with you, and we're good, but we're just leaving it open for subjugation.
What does subjugation mean?
Is it a word, Karen?
Yeah, but what's the meaning that you're applying to it? Subjugation means you're under a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, that's correct.
Subject to someone else's rules.
Right.
Okay, got you. So Branson... I asked, how did he find out about the 418 group? Well, if you're going to buy an airline, you're going to get the money from the 418 group or someone in it. And then,
then you're subject to subjugation.
Oh, you mean to get the money, he had to follow certain rules, so to speak.
Well, yeah.
And then he became aware there was a rule maker.
Uh-huh.
Then did he do some private investigation to see how big the rule maker was, how... Much of a
not a good luck with that.
He didn't. He just supposed.
This isn't the 418's first rodeo, Bob.
Now, what? This is what's interesting. Are they talking about it? Because this is obviously different from a normal medium, a normal entity. They recognize there's some a different level of information happening here. Correct?
Yes, because this entity is offering it free to everybody.
Yeah.
Why would this be?
Right, because they're used to keeping these kind of advantageous information sources to themselves.
You mean humans can come together and have an intercourse and actually come to orgasm? And they're going to tell everybody about this? This might catch on.
That is the, quote, the threat of ION, is that ION is willing to discuss... what has been kept private to the elites or to the advantaged.
Mm-hmm.
The desecretized zone.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And I have picked the perfect people to do that with, Bob and Carolyn, who've been desecretizing for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And now be careful not desensitizing,
right?
Because they've had plenty of that. There's lots of desensitivity going on.
I know. That's all that's going on for a lot of people. So we're talking about decentralizing, desecretizing. The thing is, people say, if Ion goes forward with this and his associates, J.W., Bob and Karen, then that puts them at the top of the food chain in terms of having a technology that desecretizes, which most elites don't like to think of doing. They want to keep it private, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because if it's private, then they don't have to share.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if everybody's got it, then I'm like, yikes.
Okay, good. That's a good ionic non-action.
And attention getter.
Because it's not because they hear us on cash flow. It's that they've been aware of the transmissions we're making. They have the technology to know what our conversations have been saying since March. So they know what we can do. So Branson is in the loop and heard about it.
Likely.
How is it discussed? Do they talk about it in terms of JW has...
How does Denzel Washington get access to non-physical? They have a non-physical too.
Right, but are they using it consciously?
Yeah.
I mean, Denzel is like riff. Do you find out about it if you're riff writing?
Not
necessarily.
Wait. You certainly can, but you don't necessarily have to.
The non-physical of Denzel would appear to him in a sequence of events that led him the knowledge of Ion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but everybody's always looking, see?
Yeah.
Many all are always looking, trying to figure it out. What's the next big thing? What's the next hot thing?
Right.
What's changing? What are people believing? What are they not believing? What's going to catch on? What color do I make the pet rock to make everybody want one? You know, so on and on and on. The endless impossibilities are delightful because those in the quote know, they're watching. They want to see. They want to be on the upper stream of your cresting wave.
Right. They've had a few perks from where knowing things, and now they want to continue.
That serves you well, Bob, when you start activating your non-physical. It's great.
So when you say that Denzel activates non-physical, that could mean that he... his non-physical knows he's ready to hear about it. And so events will come to him for him to hear about it without him making much conscious effort.
Correct. Or maybe just getting a haircut. The beautician says, have you heard about Ion? This is the most wonderful thing ever. And he goes, no, what the hell is Ion? No, you've got to find out. There's this crazy Bob. He's suffering from mass cancer, but he's really holding up well. And he has a great wife, and she's really sweet. We don't know how we put up with Bob, but there's this non-physical thing that talks about stuff. And he's really, 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 really witty and crappy with things, but he comes up with shit nobody else can come up with, and they're amazed, and he can tell you all about you.
Yeah.
Oh, really? How do we find out about this? Oh, you can't. You can't apply, because they said that cats are never going to be allowed. So he goes, well, then I'm going to find out about this mess. Hey, hang on here. This really may be on to something. If I can't play, this may be the way to go.
Yeah, very good. So,
is a likely scenario.
What you just did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, suddenly you said, here's a likely scenario, meaning you're going to do one, but I figured, no, you meant what you just said. Okay? That's how I heard it. Here's a likely scenario, as if you're going to do one. But then I guess you meant that you had done it. So the thing is that our creating of Ion, would you say?
Would that be a pluperfect version?
Yeah, maybe you had, could have had been. Yeah, here's what could have had
been.
Could
have had a maybe, should have, would have been.
So the point is that we have, through our Carolyn, Bob, JW, and the three of us, have alchemized a new phenomenon, a new technology. Right?
Yes, but it's not the first time this has ever been played with. It's just the first time it's ever been opened up for everybody.
That's what we mean. It's opened up from everybody because of electric media. So electric media were created for us to do that.
Why?
Electric media.
What does electric medium have to do with?
It allows more and more people to hear things instantly. I mean,
than ESP?
More than ESP. There is this is the realm of matter, of physical, in the physical. ESP is considered part of the physical.
If you experience ESP, is that outside of your physicalness?
That's what, good question. There's a lot of points there. Can we put that on hold and finish?
No.
Okay, The point, there is something different about this situation, because other people, all humans on the planet, their non-physical knew, their ESP knew that the monks or somebody in the past had access to non-physical in this way. Okay, they knew it, but they didn't know how to get to it. We're making it available to everybody, and more people can make and have it. So we, Carolyn, you and I allowed Ben Franklin to happen.
That's cool. Now you're getting there. Connie, oh, wake up.
This is the movie.
Up,
yeah, this is the movie.
This is good. He finally got something that got all of us.
Finally.
Connie says, good, I'm 30 minutes from bed. So good. I'm glad you finally got there.
Hey, listen,
okay.
I do all the work, and everybody mocks me after I do the work. Dad, Carolyn wouldn't have got us here.
So Ben Franklin did what?
In the movie, we are the committee who set up Ben Franklin... Mm-hmm. To get the key, to get the electricity, and then it goes to the voltaic cell guy, and then Faraday, and goes through the whole sequence, so we have an electric environment built. 250 years later, like on my chart, this is my chart, 1750 to 2020, mm-hmm. and we have everything's built, so then Ion can show up, and we can release it to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Bob and Carolyn part of the movie. Right, mm-hmm. Ion?
The Itchy and Scratchy Show.
Carol just scratched herself. What did you say then? That's Carol's empathy ability. What was the name of the show? The something scratchy.
Itchy and Scratchy Show.
And Carol didn't even notice it, but she scratched herself.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. So
yeah, we had to make sure you knew we were participating because you get all freaky when we don't play with you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about Carol?
Never, Bob. It's only you.
What was that last statement, Tom? You can only get freaky if Iron doesn't play with you?
He just gave us the scratchiness so that you will know, and I will know, that Iron is playing with us because we get freaked out if we don't think he's playing with us.
Do we get freaked out? No. What the heck is all that? We're going to redact that whole thing. That made no sense. He goes itchy scratchy. Carolyn finds great significance. Then says we get upset when he's... Well, I get upset when Ian is playing with us. I'm trying to get serious. He won't do it. He won't get serious.
Then proceed.
Yeah, let's see. Let's get... Bob gets mad because I can't move out of the play level. Okay, so I have to work within the play level. I resign myself to that.
Now you're the most playing guy there is.
Well, yeah, okay. Point taken.
Point taken.
Okay. I just won't let go.
Emphasis supplied.
So nothing's...
Bob coughing his lungs out.
Nothing gets healed in me because I think I'm supposed to stay in the same condition. I got to drop those images of being immortal in those terms.
Not because you don't make your guests wash before they come in the house, so.
Yeah, I do that.
You.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, what's next?
We got the script.
Yep.
So, the seven colors, seven threads in the movie. We would have the committee, through history, juggling the power. So to show the long-range setups, like Watson being told about the hedge fund, that's an example. That's a smaller example, but the larger one is to create the electric environment.
No, we have a question, and we don't want to break your thread, but we got a question. Are you going to go into this conspiracy side as well? Of how through the ages that all the power players kept their power by keeping everyone else out of the loop. Is that going to be the completion of coming into this place?
Yeah, that you would have to show, you know, Henry VIII and everybody having this access to parallel worlds and the objects and the gold. And the conspiracy is to keep it from the people.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Why the secret was a secret.
Yeah, and then Bob and Carolyn, in the future, decided to set it up to knock out that secrecy thing, and they figured out the electric environment would set up the situation, movement of information, speed of thought, speed of light, would not be controllable.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what the, you see, Bob and Carolyn are just referred to slightly in my image of the first movie. They're just okay. There talking to Ion, and it's like, what is, it doesn't seem to be apparently, it doesn't seem to be apparent why they're talking about, other than, well, they're talking to a medium. But then as you see the Queen Mother and the Nazi and all this history, you begin to see there are parallel worlds and power shifts.
Some meat wagon.
Yeah, there are power shifts due to interaction with parallel worlds, so it enlarges people's sense of what the Illuminati is and who is holding information secret. And they do all that. And then we get into this, you near the end of the first movie, maybe the second movie, I'm not sure, depends on how much goes in the first movie, you're going to find out that Bob is the one who gave Ben or Cameron or JW is the one who, as they're seen in the movie, just as a minor thread, they're the ones who give the iridium to Ben Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Then the audience says, wait a minute, they set that up, and then that led all the electric environment. Now we see why Bob and Carolyn are on the radio. See, that's where it ends. They're on the radio with the ion movement. Ion non-action. You see, that's what I just immediately put in order that way.
Sure.
So the movie, with the first or second movie, depending how many, you know, how much you want to reveal in the first movie, ends with the ion on the radio. And then it can become a kid listening to it. And then we disappear and another thread comes in. You know what I mean? The kid's listening to a tape and maybe...
Okay. Now, one thing here. You very quickly now, if you're not careful, and this is okay with us, but we're just going to make the point, if it's all right, if you don't mind.
No, yeah.
The X-Files, the show X-Files.
Yes.
Okay, that's a fun show. It's okay. You know, it's fine. But it takes on a different clarifying point of every time you figure it out, you can't figure it out. And every time, now Fringe, every time Olivia gets there, she doesn't get there.
Right, you keep it never arriving.
Well, but what you're saying is that it can arrive and still maintain this freshness.
That's a good question. Good point. Whether it's risky.
And so our question is that the direction that you're considering? Because what you're describing with these threads, if you continually give it away, they're finally going to get it. And that's okay. I mean, it worked for Archie Bunker and all of the family.
But then
what he was going to say.
What was the last word?
You knew what Archie Bunker was going to say.
Right. So I'm saying the movie ends with Bob and Carol on the radio. And then you realize, oh, this movie is an ad for them being on the radio. They are on the radio. This is what they do. Do you know what I mean? It then shifts into a present-day medium, a present-day action.
Well, the way it works with people is even though you tell them something, you have to keep telling them, and you have to tell them in all the different dozens of scenarios. So... It's not
then
like
you have to tell them what you told them.
Right. So it's not like just because you give the answer in one movie, yeah, it'll be the same answer in the next movie, but it'll look different.
It'll look like it might be a different answer.
Yeah, or a different scenario, and people, they'll fit themselves into the dozen different scenarios of the dozen different movies.
And you're going to hit one because, like, listening to words, and then you have a private reading, and then they come into a new place, and then you say the same thing, relax and allow, and they go, oh, my God, all I have to do is relax and allow. And we go, yes, that's all you have to do. Oh, my goodness, I've been waiting all my life to hear this. I've listened to every single cash flow that there ever was. I've never heard that before regarding me, and I'm so excited now that I have it, I can be happy.
This is someone who had a private reading.
That's what Carolyn is saying, is that, even though you've told them 9 million times, sometimes something has to come along for them to get it.
Right.
Good.
That's timing. Good. That's frequency alignment. They have to
that
be
is,
ready
that is
to
timing.
Hear it.
That's correct.
So we shouldn't be afraid to give away the answers because they won't, they won't get it anyway, and we'll finally be different than these people that just keep teasing.
Good.
And the answer, relax about it, just a verbal statement. It's not the answer. We have to keep showing movies to show them examples of what it is, the meaning of that is.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And you also have to develop your book world to the point the book's what validates the position.
Yeah.
And if you notice, we've been playing and playing and playing, giving reference to works. You're building it, building suspense regarding works.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean by works, books, or more than books?
Books, like on the radio he'll talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Emerald Tablet.
You said that you released, we've done a book on that, haven't we?
Yeah.
A work, you say, a work.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a book, a work.
And that way, then it all of a sudden, they're like really pining for them because they can't be like your ESP show. What station is it on? What's the frequency? What's the Earth? Send me the Earl for melted titanium. I can't find it. Well, that's the kind of questions you want to get. You
right.
See?
And the
and
thing is,
great.
Ion said the Emerald Tablet work.
Mm.
You didn't get one request about it. Mm. Nobody heard it. Nobody took it in, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This time.
This time. You might, you know, in a couple of weeks, someone listens to the archives and notices it.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, couldn't that be made into an e-book? Could we sell it individually,
sure.
Even though that doesn't get the big mass market? But, okay, I'm not going to win that. Carol can wonder about that. I mean, if someone ordered the book, we'd have to complete it.
Well, we could say, yeah, well, we're working on it. You know, we have no obligation.
Okay. So, but you see my point, Ion, is that the movie ends up with some part of the conclusion is Bob and Carolyn on the radio and Ion being on there. And then people see that movie, the point of it, one of the points, is it slips into another medium. Oh, this is really just an infomercial, very dramatic infomercial. Because it means you could hear Ion today on the radio, right? Ion, you get the point? And it slips into another medium.
We do.
Okay. So the movies feed on the books, feed on the radio show and the TV show and all the various things that happen, which becomes a culture in action. Propaganda is a culture in action that would be all our media, and that's the ionic non-action, leading to conventions at Grand Wilaya. Right? You get that, Ion. So, I mean, I'm intrigued. Ion, or JW, said to me months ago, said, Bob, there's going to be people with a lot of money who are going to offer you money for the rights to Ion. And when I think about that, I said, well, these are people got a lot, but they know Ion is the most charismatic thing to have, so they want to own it. They want to be attached to it. That's what JW or Ion meant when you told me that. So there are, as usually, the average person doesn't know that Branson and these people find out about things pretty quickly. Ion has been found out.
So we'll be watching for these degrees of subjugation, wouldn't we?
Yeah. These offers of subjugation.
Carolyn, if you can just make sure they don't offer Bob an unlimited supply of Snicker bars, we're in like Flynn. But if they tease him with the Snicker bars, it's over.
Well, that's exactly why I keep them in the fridge now, so Bob doesn't have to go roam away from home.
Roam away from home. There you go. How Snicker bars, send an email to M&M Mars. You Snicker creators, you saved my marriage.
I don't know if I need them that badly, but we'll go along with the joke for now.
You enjoy them, don't you?
Yeah, but
I think he's getting sick and tired of them.
Well, there's many considerations, deliberations going on about the effect of them. I'm not ready to make a final statement yet. All right?
Okay.
You better eat them before you change your mind.
And stop coughing up your lungs into the microphone. Will you mute?
No, this is my way of rehacking the tape. Okay, so Branson is an interesting person. No doubt about it, eh, Ion?
Certainly, Bob.
So,
Wubby.
So, some people might say, I don't want to own you guys, but I think I can help you publicize this. I have connections with your governments and that. You know.
And our answer would be, thank you so much, but we have our own path that we're working out. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate it.
You can be part of it, but there will be no deals made, I guess is what you're saying. Branson can hang around. or have readings, right? Isn't that what we mean? We offer.
Yes. But that's not what they mean.
That's right.
So we're not setting anything up, but we're just saying, don't just know that if that comes along, that's going to be our opinion.
Yeah, we don't need to connect anybody else's. We don't want to connect anybody else.
You don't require
someone else. Someone else's validation to what we're doing.
Very good.
But they're certainly welcome to interact with us in any way they want. It doesn't lead to anything on paper, I guess.
Correct. I don't mind watching you have intercourse, but I don't think I have to participate. Very good.
Okay, so...
Oh, Lord, we choked him up there.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have... The Concorde is a very interesting story, and we... In other words, our movies will be exposing, another level of exposing. What happened?
All right. Now, here's the next dynamic that you want to play with. Even in the movie, now this will get fun if you play with this just right. Even in the movie, you can be summoned by the Queen of England officially through State Department. Now, if they do it that way, you kind of got to go.
Mm.
To usher you forward, to have a sit down, well, maybe a luncheon, at Balmoral, which is rare.
Yeah.
Having a conversation of how it would please the Queen for us not to include her in our movie.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying this could happen. This is a possibility.
No. Think about what we said now. In the movie,
have
a scene where the Queen is having a conversation at Balmoral that says...
Yeah, Bob and Carolyn get invited to the thing, yeah.
Please, it would be a great favor to me personally if you left my mother out of this process.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. That'd make movie fodder in and of itself, wouldn't it?
Right, now...